Most of the news from Iraq comes out of Baghdad or Anbar province, because generally that's where most of the bloodshed occurs. But there are American troops spread out across the country, many in places that are rarely heard from. And as NPR's John McChesney reports, their missions are often critical.
There's an Arkansas National Guard medevac unit at Camp Delta, just outside the city of Al-Qud, on a bend of the Tigris River, about 60 miles south of Baghdad. The medevac unit calls itself Boss Hog, part of Charlie Company of the 111th Medevac, which calls itself the Painkillers. The Boss Hog outfit at Al-Qud is 25 men living in a compound about 500 yards square, where the generators roar constantly. They call it Al-Qutraz because they can never leave their compound, even for meals. Things are quieter here in southern Iraq, and these guys can sit for days with nothing happening, and then all hell breaks loose.
You'll scoot over to right there.
Right there, okay.
About an hour and a half after arriving here, someone yelled, "Hey, you want to fly up to the Iranian border?" The crew grabbed gear and ran for the Black Hawk. The crew has only 15 minutes to get into the air. We skimmed over the ground, much of it a vast marsh, at about 200 feet for about 30 minutes. All the crew knew was that a soldier had an injured leg. As in many of its missions, the crew didn't know exactly what to expect when they got there. So some adrenaline was flowing.
Doesn't look too bad. People are smiling and laughing.
The crew sprinted over to a knot of soldiers supporting one man with his leg lifted slightly. They put him on a stretcher, loaded him aboard, and took off for a hospital. Turns out he was a British soldier who had sprained his knee when he jumped off a truck. That led to a lot of Arkansas humor on the flight back, which unfortunately couldn't be recorded. As the sun went down, the crew donned night vision goggles, scanning for muzzle flashes or smoke trails.
Well, we've been fortunate. We've had some tracer shot. I've seen some tracer fire at our aircraft. Nothing significantly close.
Chief Warrant Officer Derek Horton was the pilot of that flight up to the border. He's keenly aware of the dangers for helicopters here. The U.S. military in Baghdad said recently that all four of the helicopters lost in the past 2 weeks were shot down by enemy fire. Horton had a very personal connection with one crash that killed 12, including men from Arkansas.
There were three of those on that aircraft that were very good friends of mine.
These medevac choppers are not equipped with machine guns to comply with the Geneva Accords, but Horton says he would like to have them anyway.
It would make me feel better in this environment. A lot of our missions, we are flying Iraqi patients, sometimes insurgents. I can honestly say that we have flown two insurgents in the last week and a half.
Not long ago, this outfit took part in a mass casualty evacuation from a battle in Najaf between Iraqi forces and a fanatical sect. 40-year-old Sergeant Mike Williamson of Russellville, Arkansas, says he'll remember that day forever.
Lo and behold, two children came in on litters. One was a little girl, 7 years old. The other a little boy, 6 years old. They were brother and sister.
They were both seriously wounded by shrapnel, probably from a grenade explosion in their house.
I ended up going to assist with the little girl. She was very alert, had some very severe injuries. I began to try to talk to her just to communicate and to establish a rapport. And she had a short conversation with the interpreter, and he told me she witnessed her mother and father be murdered in front of her there in her house.
Williamson says a teddy bear brought a few smiles, but throughout the night she would wake up and begin crying, and he would give her pain medicine, but that wasn't enough.
She said, "I miss my mom. I want my mom." And that was tough for me, you know, just knowing that for the most part she felt like she didn't have anyone else in the world to hold on to. And so I just spent time holding her hand and kind of rubbing my fingers through her hair and just letting her know it was going to be okay, that she was going to be taken care of.
They flew the little girl and her brother to a Baghdad hospital.
She grabbed on to me and didn't want me to leave, and that was tough. And I just kissed her gently on the forehead and had to leave so we could get back into our area in case another mission came in.
Mike Williamson is the father of three children. John McChesney, NPR News, Al-Qud, Iraq.
And this morning, we have word that another U.S. helicopter has come down in Iraq. A U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad has confirmed that a transport helicopter was downed just north of the Iraqi capital. He did not say whether it had been brought down by mechanical failure or enemy fire. And he declined to comment on any casualties.